Harrowing footage showing the poor treatment of bull calves aired in a special RTE Investigates programme last night. Fran McNulty, who previewed his findings with us yesterday, reported on the dark side of Ireland's dairy boom. Undercover filming by Matt Nocton at several Irish marts captured what appeared to be serious breaches of animal welfare, with young calves being kicked, dragged, thrown and hit using sticks. The programme also showed the long, arduous journey made by thousands of baby calves being exported live to the continent. The Department of Agriculture is launching an investigation into breaches of animal welfare regulations at several marts on foot of the undercover footage gathered by RTE. And in a statement, the Minister for Agriculture said that what we saw was utterly unacceptable and in some instances unlawful. Let's get more reaction now from Dr. Siobhan Mullen, who is Professor of Animal Welfare and Veterinary Ethics at University College Dublin. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Your reaction to what many of us saw last night in that RTE Investigates programme, some of those scenes?
Oh, I mean, the scenes of cruelty were sickening, to be honest. Absolutely shocking and, you know, a terrible indictment, really, on what's happening. And yeah, just very difficult to watch, I found.
Were you surprised to see those scenes?
I was surprised in some ways, certainly. I mean, there was a large number of incidents, and of course they you know, there were incidents within Ireland, but also on the continent and elsewhere as well. And I guess these are very young calves. They're sort of easy, they're easy targets in a way. And if people are, I guess, you know, under pressure with work, managing large numbers in short spaces of time, then you know, sometimes these incidents will happen. And we really need to put in place measures that people are able to work compassionately, and even think about systems that don't, for example, involve markets or these long transport journeys.
The programme was examining the surge in calves being born in Ireland, and this is as a result of the expansion of the dairy sector. We do have an ever-increasing number of dairy cows or dairy cattle. Are there solutions, are there better ways of approaching this to avoid these apparent breaches of animal welfare like this from happening?
I think this is a really important kind of bigger question about, in a way, the structure of the dairy industry, how it operates and how it manages the calves. I mean, even the word, you know, a byproduct that was used several times for these male calves is, you know, even that type of word, I would say, is not really in line with how society would like to think of animal lives. So, I mean, there are kind of practical solutions around thinking about increasing the use of sexed semen, which was mentioned in the program, looking at more beef breed bull crosses. But I think there's also a wider conversation to be had about, you know, how Ireland and Irish citizens, how we want to actually farm these animals that are on our land. And there are more radical solutions as well. Even the separation of the cow and the calf is you know, not great for welfare, and something that has come about over the last number of decades with sort of increasing intensification, and certainly going back to a more sort of holistic system where you had cows and calves able to spend more time together and then be reared for either meat or going on to be a replacement dairy animal would be a potential solution in the future.
We should point out farmers have come out strongly against the scenes in that RTE Investigates programme. The Irish Farmers Association says farmers have a zero tolerance approach to the mistreatment of animals. The ICMSA also says that its members found the issues and the footage addressed to be disturbing and disappointing, and it points out there are clear laws and regulations in place. And of course the Minister for Agriculture said the scenes were not reflective of the care that Irish farmers provide for their animals. But Siobhan Mullen, is what we have seen potentially a product to some degree of the pressure being put on farmers to reduce costs, to be the cheapest in what we're seeing is to some extent a race to the bottom?
I think you've maybe hit the nail on the head there. I mean, I would absolutely love to see Ireland competing with its really potential high welfare system at a much higher level in the global market, with assured high welfare farms that don't have to involve in themselves in various practices like the markets, like the long distance transport and so on. Because I think Ireland has got a huge potential for this, and some other countries don't have this. So, you know, we really need to build on what we've got to be able to just tap into that next level up, which would be so beneficial for Irish dairy animals, and, you know, something that we could really be proud of.
Okay, Dr. Siobhan Mullen from University College Dublin, thank you very much for your thoughts on the programme this morning.